Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the US is delaying a deal to remove Trump-era tariffs on UK steel and aluminium, because of Washington's concerns about London's threats to change post-Brexit trading rules in Northern Ireland. Brussels and Washington have repeatedly warned London that unilaterally changing the EU-UK accord that sealed Britain's exit from the bloc in 2020 could threaten peace on the island of Ireland. Next, GlaxoSmithKline's COVID-19 antibody treatment is likely to be able to tackle the Omicron coronavirus variant, according to early data, after rival pharmaceutical groups raised concerns about whether this type of drug would remain effective. The UK drugmaker and its partner, Vir Biotechnology, said on Thursday that initial tests suggested their antibody treatment, called Sotrovimab, was effective against Omicron's mutations. And now, Turkey's finance minister has resigned and been replaced by a loyalist to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, amid a sharp plunge in the lira. Lütfi Elvan, who was seen as the last remaining voice of economic orthodoxy in the Turkish leader's cabinet, asked to be relieved of his duties, according to the country's official gazette. And finally, US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said China's development and test of a hypersonic weapon had increased tensions in the Indo-Pacific region, and underscored why China was the top challenge for the American military. "We know that China conducted a test of a hypersonic weapon on the 27th of July," Austin said in his first confirmation of the test that was first reported by the Financial Times. Austin was speaking alongside Suwook, his South Korean counterpart, after annual talks about the military alliance between the countries. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.